I call the meeting to order. Call the roll, please.
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman. Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian. Randy Fogle. Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Is here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
We have a quorum.
But would you explain the procedures, please?
Sure. I would like to welcome everybody to the October 15th, 2024 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. The public hearing are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which has been filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps as evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C, for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must sign up. Provided at the front of the room. Please present the sign-up sheet and give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the applicant for a vote.
All right. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting? If they have, would
make a motion to approve them.
Have a motion?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
All right.
I make a motion on the four-minute time limit tonight on the speakers, not including the applicant.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second for a four-minute limit. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We're down to the first one, public hearing, 2024-024, a rezone.
Yes, okay. David and Ivy Jones are seeking a Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request for one parcel, number 20-3.0-05-000-000. -060.000. This property is located at 1098 Fruit Farm Road, Hollister, Missouri. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is to change it to NR1 Single Family Nightly Rental. Let me pull this up for you guys to look at. Okay, so to get you guys familiar with where this is located, here is the 8665 intersection. We're going to go right up here on the outer road and turn on Fruit Farm. This is the property we're looking at. A little closer look. Here's the subdivision across the street. Here, once again, is the property. It's a 38-acre parcel.
Is that Bob Goodwill place?
I don't know.
Okay, so the zoning on it is A1. We got R1 across the street, and we got RR1 to the east of it. Okay, so this is going up to the property as you're driving down Fruit Farm. Here's the entrance right here at the stone mailbox. Just trying to give you a visualize of what it's kind of like, what the road looks like going towards it. Here's kind of looking at that portion of the entrance. And then this is standing in the driveway looking out. So this would be looking to your right or east. This would be looking back towards the west. And before we get too far, we had a request by the applicant to kind of change this up. So I want to show you this. Instead of doing the whole 38 acres, they are now looking at doing, and I just drew this in here, it could be a different shape, but the big takeaway from it is they're not going to go under 2 acres for our septic requirement and not over 3.99 acres, so they cannot add another single family home. This zoning request will be at NR1 on this property for a determination of that property size subdivision split between 2 and 3.99 acres for single family home only.
For nightly rental.
For nightly rental.
Yeah, for nightly rental.
Questions for me?
We have is the owner present? Would you come forward, please?
My name is Beth Hammond. 9 years ago, I had the privilege to come before many of the same people that are here to seek approval for Mike and Sandy Combs' home that sits on 9 acres. And I'm deeply grateful that you approved that home, as it allowed us to create a really special space on 5 acres where we added a mini golf course, a pickleball court, and a pool, where many of our guests are Grandpa and Grandma bringing the family to Branson to experience Branson together. Time and again, we hear from our guests how much they appreciate the peaceful, private environment we created, one where they can make wonderful family memories together. The space offers a sense of seclusion, something our guests value deeply. So today, before I come here once again, seeking permission to do something very similar with Dave and Ivy Jones' personal home. The property is ideally situated for this kind of project due to the land that it sits on. My vision here is to enhance it again by adding a pool and a pickleball court, and also create hiking trails and the beautiful 38 acres that they are, to just so the guests can really just enjoy God's creation. I understand that the primary concern of this is that I'm wanting to build some resort here or something like that, and that's not the case. Why we changed it to a smaller plot of land, and it's we're just wanting to create another peaceful, family-friendly haven, just as we did with the home at Reinhardt. I personally favor properties that provide space and privacy rather than homes that are all clustered together. We aim to create here is not a resort, but a family retreat, and I really appreciate your consideration on this, and I truly cherish the opportunities that I've had to do business here in Taney County for the last 18 years.
Do we have anyone else that wishes to speak for this project? I have one over here.
My name is Dave Jones. I'm the current owner and resident of the property. And this has been a learning process, to say the least. I'm in the business world. I've never dealt with anything like this before. From owning restaurants to trying to get something zoned or even learning about it. So I appreciate everything that you guys do, the phone calls you take, and most of the calls that I've taken are people not so much educated, but think what worst-case scenario is. So what I've learned through this process is I've done a lot of due diligence, of fact-checking, of asking questions. And I just want to point out a few things with Beth. And this has been unique. Most of the time when people sell a home, they never deal with the seller at all or the buyer. There's no relationship there. Everything goes through the broker. And Beth and I really thought true transparency was the best thing for this. So We have worked together to communicate with everybody. We've worked together to talk to the HOA across the street, to the board members as well. Not to sell anybody, not to change anybody's mind, but just share the facts. And most importantly, best vision, her track record. She mentioned one of many places that she has. And I just want to point out that Beth is fortunate to have a home that's zoned nightly rentals right next to Johnny Morris's personal resident on Tate Road. And if anybody was going to have a loud barking voice about somebody being too loud or development or things of that nature, he would be the first one. There's been no problems there, no incidents. I will say my home has a lot of traffic to it. The business that I do, like I said, I'm in the restaurant business. I have multiple contracts with Big Cedar. So to give you guys an idea, every concert that happens at Big Cedar, we're a part of. And I can have 40 to 50 employees staying the night at that. Next year, there's supposed to be 50-some concerts. So a family of eight and more, and when I say families, the type of people staying in homes like this, spending the kind of money to rent something like this, are people that are family reunions, churches, church retreats, marriage retreats, things of that nature. These are the guests that we want coming to Branson. These are the type of Big Cedar guests that want an experience. So I'll just say that I'm excited about the possibility, the investment in the community that Beth and her family is going to bring. And at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot less traffic, just in my point of view from what we always have knowing about the property as residents. So I know that there another concern that was brought to the table that I'd like to mention up ahead of time is the plots zoned NR1 on Timble Wolf Road. And people's concerns about the increased traffic that's happening down Fruit Farm Road from that. There's no residents there. Those are just plots. So those are the type of things that I've been getting educated on throughout the process where people think worst case scenario, and that's their beliefs. I'm not here to change that, but just trying to paint a picture of this home comparing to anything else in Branson. There's no precedent set of something being zoned less than 3.9 acres with a property like this that's set super far back, to give a great experience to people staying there. And it's unique, and I'm excited for the possibilities and the investment that Beth and her family is going to do there. So thank you very much for your consideration.
Okay, thank you. Do we have folks signed up that want to speak in opposition of this project?
We have one more support.
One.
Good evening. My name is Tracy Lightfoot, and I am a broker owner of Lightfoot Youngblood Investment Real Estate. I pride myself, and I'm very proud to have known Beth for the last 14 years that I've been in business. And we've assisted Beth and families like Beth who have brought good quality businesses to Taney County, people who have value. Those who really truly seek to provide a luxury experience to some families who maybe, you know, have not been able to do so in other means. I put this part on here for Beth, so when she was talking, this is just a little bit information about Beth and how she's been in business here in Taney County and developed her property management business. This is her property on Reinhardt, Mike and Sandy's old property that was approved. And could you go ahead and flip to the next one? There we go. This is also another overlay of the property that shows that it does sit off the back from the road to the garage 195 feet. The neighboring homes on each side of the property, as you can see, are, I'm not quite sure how many acres, but there's definitely some land in between.